Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
94 WIP. I'm Howard Eskin. Hour number two, rolling along. There's at least two dopes on the line, stone cold dopes. I want to make the first one wait. We've waited a year and a half for him because he was in the joint, the dope. 6 months sentence turned into a year and a half because he's a moron. But let's go to John first, and then we'll get to Arthur. All right, John, you're on WIP.
Good morning, sir. Hope you have a wonderful day as always and a fantastic weekend.
Yeah.
I'll be down there later on around like 4 o'clock. Looking forward to going to the game. Looking forward to a little bit of tailgating. I like to watch the idiots, but it'll be a great game. I have very good confidence. I think the Eagles win 28-17. Quick question for you before I give you my Eagles Giants moment. What's this nonsense about Jake Elliott cheating on the field goals?
I didn't hear that. Where did that start? What was that all about?
Yeah, there was something going on. I don't know if it was just some rumor online or whatever, but they were saying that he was the placeholder was using some object to keep the ball in place and whatnot.
I mean, it's TV would pick that up in a heartbeat. No, it's just, first of all, when you get stuff off of social media, it's not social and it's not media.
I know he refuted it. He did go on somewhere in the news and denied it.
How can you place something on the field? The ball goes right. It's snapped. The holder puts it down. It just, no.
What in the heck is going on?
Yeah, that's exactly right. No, it's... I don't know.
Well, like I said, it would be great if the Cal Pukes won and we had the NFC Championship game against them, but I don't see that happening. I see the Niners killing them, so we'll see. But my Giants Eagles moment was a phenomenal Monday night game at the Vet. Me and my crew were in 703, and Randall Cunningham was going down to score a touchdown. They thought they were going to sack him. He went down on one knee, got back right back up, and threw a touchdown pass, and the Eagles won, I believe, 31-13.
Yeah, somebody already had that. But that's all right. Thanks for the effort, John. All right, it's been a long time because the moron is a felon, a convicted felon, convicted twice that we know of. He probably beat some of the other raps. It is time for Arthur. Hey, dope.
Yo, how you doing, my Jewish paisan?
Just another day in paradise here at the Borgata. But your probation does not allow you in a casino. Is that correct?
I just left the casino as we speak.
Are you on probation or no?
Correct.
Yeah, but aren't you? You're not allowed in a casino, right?
Correct.
And you just left the casino in Arizona?
As we speak, I'm in the parking lot.
Well, and you went in, right?
Correct.
So you violated probation. You have a right to an attorney. If you cannot afford one, one will be provided for you. So I just wanted to let you know about that. You do have the right to an attorney.
Oh, I know that. I got a lot of money in attorneys. Matter of fact, I think I could be a lawyer now.
So you just admitted, that was an utterance which is permitted by law. It was an utterance voluntarily. And now you've you've just told us that you've committed, you violated your probation, so you should go back to jail.
I don't remember that.
Well, we have it on tape.
I still don't remember that. When was that? Why don't we were talking about the Eagles? What are you talking about? I said I'm in the Eagles parking lot.
I'm trying to get you back in jail because you love it and you miss your boyfriend. You love it in there.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yo, listen. All I want to say is I'm in a New York state of mind.
Is that right? Well, that's a loser state of mind, just so you know.
No. Let me tell you something. The Eagles are frauds. You're going to see it come out Saturday night. All the Eagle fans are going to be crying, and I'm going to have the time of my life when I see the Giants and 49ers. I'm just disappointed.
You don't need this to drink, correct?
What do I need to drink?
You don't need a Giants win to drink because you just drink anyway, right?
I would not leave my house in the morning without a shot of scotch. Well, and for me, the morning, the night, it's all the same. Who cares?
It's early. It's 2 hours earlier in Arizona. So do you have any Glenlivet yet?
Correct. I've been drinking since midnight.
Now let's break it down, because I know you're really good at breaking it down, because you break it down in the joint when you're between the fights with other guys. You break it down. Why do you think the Giants will beat the Eagles?
I think it's going to come down to the defense, and it's going to come down to turnovers. And I think, listen, not much, I'm not a Jones guy, but this guy's playing out of his mind right now. And I'm going with John. And
so you think the Eagles are going to turn the ball over? Is that what you're telling me?
That's correct. That's what I believe.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But that's okay, because listen to me. You're talking out of your heart. I'm giving you the facts.
Well, what are you talking out of? Your rear end?
No, I'm talking about it from a gambling state, not from my heart. With the line 7.5, I'm
yep.
playing the Giants with the game out, right? But the points, you got to go with the points. And let me tell you something. It's all over because it's the 49ers and the Buffalo Bills in the desert. Yo, are you coming to the desert? Because that means I got a ticket to the game.
You got a ticket to what game?
Don't start stuttering now.
Wait, what game do you have a ticket to?
I'm talking. You got all these connections. All I got to do is say I know Howard when I come up there, and I get to sit down, and we watch the Super Bowl together as a guest.
Well, when I get to Arizona, the Eagles will be there.
No, they won't be there. It'll be the 49ers and the Buffalo Bills. You'll come in because you just want to be around them guys. Like, look at me. I'm hanging out.
Okay. Are you taking bets on this game? You're booking it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Don't know what you do. I don't know what
you're you don't do about. That anymore? You don't do that anymore?
I'm not saying I'm going to take the fifth of bet. Okay? I'm not saying I don't do nothing anymore. I'm just taking the Fifth Amendment today.
Well, it's already too late because you admitted you violated probation.
Okay,
let's roll this back here for a second. All right, what was your finest moment in the joint for a year and a half?
Getting out.
Yeah, but I said in the joint, not getting out of the joint. What was your finest moment?
Finest moment? The best moment I had is they stormed the cell and I threw the guy off the second floor balcony. That had to be my best moment in the joint.
Was the guy hurt?
That was like awesome. Then he's laying face down and his feet are facing up.
Wait a minute. Was he hurt?
I think he was hurt pretty good.
Okay, so he didn't die. So you weren't charged with manslaughter. You were charged with assault.
I wasn't charged with nothing. They stormed my cell. They tried to take me out. Are you crazy?
So you got away with self-defense? Is that what you got away with?
I didn't do it. He fell. It ain't my fault. He fell. I tried to save him.
You tried to save him. You threw him off the balcony? You tried to save him, throw him off the balcony?
Correct.
All right. All right. So
I tried to save him, but he slipped and got away.
Did
I
you conduct your? Did you? Did you book bets in the joint?
Of course.
Okay.
Did I just say that?
What's the biggest bet that you took?
They only got a few dollars in the joint. You know what I mean? No big money in the joint.
So they can't.
They're all MS-13. Drug cartel guys. You know what
so
I
you got to get the money. Any guy stiff you for the money?
No, everybody's they pay there. Your buddy. Oh, okay. All right.
So what's the score? A dope. What's the score tonight?
Giants by 3. 27-24. Eagles missed the field goal.
The Giants will not score 27 points tonight.
What? Okay, I know, and the Eagles will. Is that what you want to tell me?
Most likely, yes.
What's the score then? Give me your score.
27-3.
You know what? I got to answer that statement. I have no comment to say.
Just blame it on the alcohol that you've. Just blame it on the alcohol you've already had this year.
I always blame it on the alcohol.
Hey, dope. I'm going to give you some advice. I'm going to give you some advice. Don't violate your probation, which you've already done, anymore. Don't commit a crime, even though you love the joint, because you know at least they feed you in there. Feed you don't pay any rent. I mean, how bad could it be?
Can you feed us 3 hots and a cat? Come on. Yeah. That's the best deal going.
Somehow it wouldn't appease me. Hey, dope. Stay straight, will you? Which is impossible.
I'm trying, my dude. But listen, are you coming out here to the desert? Because we can meet someplace.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Yeah, I can't wait.
You're taking me
I'm bringing security. If I come, if I see you, I'm bringing security.
You got them alligator arms. You understand? But you're going to start to grow because I'm going
to stretch. Listen, you donated one time to the my site on the Eagles Autism Challenge. You can do that again, you know.
I just got it. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. Where did I donate to?
I'll send you something, and you can donate right to that site.
You always say I just come out of
the that's all right. It's just hey, get some sleep, will you? Get some sleep. I'll talk to you later.
What is wrong with him?
Everything. What's wrong with him? From one dope to another, Lamont.
Hey, Hal. Good morning, sir.
You know, the Cowboys got lucky last week because they played mediocre team.
You know I was calling you because you owe me, donate to my donation.
For what?
I want you to donate, Howard, to somewhere.
No, I'm not donating anything. I mean, I'm trying to raise money for autism, the Eagles Autism Foundation.
All right, then, Howard, donate the stuff that you was going to give me, donate it to that because we won. The Cowboys won.
So what? Who did they beat? Who did they beat?
The Cowboys beat last week. You said they were going to lose to Tampa.
No, I didn't like the game. I honestly didn't like the game a lot. I was hoping Tampa would win, but Tampa stinks. Tom Brady stinks.
Matt, Howard, you knew he stinked anyway, Howard, from the beginning. You had the public all on Tom Brady, and everybody on Tom Brady, you and your buddy. That comes on that 9:40.
Tom Brady coming back to play next year would be an absolute joke.
That come on and give the picks out. You had them all betting on Tom Brady. Had these people losing their money.
Okay.
And you knew it, Howard.
All right. What do you have to add to the show
today? What I called you about, the Eagles going to lose tomorrow.
By the way, they're not going to lose tomorrow because they play tonight.
With the Giants now, right?
What's that?
You know Shane Steichen is with the Giants now, right?
So?
Huh?
What are you talking about?
I mean, that's Howie's buddy. You know, Howie trained that kid.
Well, okay. So your point?
Huh? He got the players on his side, Howie. Telling you. They're going to beat them, Howie, today. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm going to put a load on them, Howie. I'm coming down to the Bogotá.
Okay. Well, that's all right.
Huh?
I
And tell everybody about Jalen Hurts, because he's hurt. And you know his shoulder. He can't throw. Trust me, Howard. He's done, Howard.
Okay. All right.
Just like you talked about Wentz, talk about Hurts the same way, Howard.
Hurts is not hurt. Let's stop this. Let's stop. I mean, he's not hurt. Greg, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. First time, long time. Thanks for taking my call.
Nice to have you on.
Hey, did you – just a quick thing. You mentioned dopes and some other stuff, but, you know, I gotta say two things. Did you see this guy that placed this $1.4 million bet on the Chargers?
I think it was 1.2 for the Chargers to win with a chance to win 11,000. What a stupid, stupid, stupid bet.
I can't even imagine. I don't even want to say anything. I know I've done some dumb things in my life, but man, hopefully he's got it to lose like that.
Well, obviously, if he's betting $1 million, he's got it to lose.
All this talk between Jones and Hurt, I'm not sure which way to go. I don't want to be, I keep flip flopping. But I gotta say,
Hurts is a better quarterback. I mean, Daniel Jones has played better this year, but Hurts is a better quarterback. Come on now.
Yeah. No, and then that brings me up to my favorite Giants play, and I gotta see if you can pull some strings tonight and getting this up on the Jumbotron when you're down there.
Right. Okay.
It was when he on that Thursday night, Daniel Jones is on the 12 yard line, and he starts scrambling and he runs 80 yards and trips. On the 10-yard line. Do you remember that?
I kind of remember it, yes.
Oh, man, that was just classic. I have to, YouTube it, and I just keep rewinding and watching it over and over. But
that's not going to happen again because he's not going to get – he's not going to be able to run that and be that wide open. That ain't happening.
Listen, man, thank you. Thanks for, all the entertainment. Go Birds. And,
thanks, man. What's your – biggest or best Eagles-Giants moment?
Well, no, that was it. That was when Daniel Jones tripped.
That was your best moment?
I mean, I just can't get it out of my head. I'm just, laughing my ass off the whole time. But
yeah.
I'm a fair weather fan. What can I say? I mean, I don't know.
All right. Yeah, I'm watching the – Bill Matz just pulled it up. I'm watching the clip. You know, something on the field. Something on the field. He tripped over a blade of grass. All right. Hey, thanks for the call, Greg. Take care. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. It's always
morning.
Great to hear you.
Thanks.
Couple things. You know, I wasn't a doubter of Howie, but he's never been my favorite guy. But I got to give him kudos for, what he's done over this last year or so. And the whole reason the Eagles are going to win is he just added so many quality people on top of what he's got there. And this is their moment. And the fact, these guys are, this is it. They're on stage right now. So, yeah, we're going to win. Like A.J. Brown, all these guys. I'm hoping that Slay plays like he did against Jefferson. Don't know what happened to him, but I'm very optimistic. And, of course, Jalen, he's turned out to be just an unbelievable quality person and a leader of all these guys. And you got Brandon.
He's done a very good job, for sure. There's no question. He's done a very good job.
And Brandon, it's an exciting time. I'm wishing the best for all of them, without a doubt.
All right. So, do you have a moment, Eagles Giants moment? And Scott, what part of Florida are you calling? What part of Florida are you calling from?
Well, actually, I'm on a job. I'm actually in Goldsboro. I'm going to tease you now. I'm in Goldsboro, North Carolina, and it's the women's favorite military base because it's called Seymour Johnson. It's where they have the stealth fighters.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, but they picked all the ones I love that I've actually viewed. But so I'm going to go back way back, and one of the best Eagles of all time, Chuck Bednarik, waffling Frank Gifford.
That's too far back. But people see the pictures. But I don't even remember seeing that, but I have a picture that's signed by Chuck Bednarik. It's a great signature. Chuck's standing over him, and he signed it. This bleeping, and he didn't use the word, he didn't write the word bleeping, he wrote the word, is over. And he signed it Chuck Bednarik. It was great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.